Hello and welcome to Meta Tales. I am so excited. I'm your host, Ashley O, and I have three boys, and they love to hear stories. I bet you do too. What's so awesome about Meta Tales is that we end every story with a lesson that points back to the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that we can see that at the core of every story is the Meta Tale.
I am so glad we're back for season two, and I have an update for you. We will be uploading new episodes once a month at the beginning of the month. If you caught our last episode, you'll know it was part one of a two-part story. We met three unlikely friends who went on an unlikely journey and found what they were looking for. Now, let's find out what happens when they go back and tell the good news to their friends. Okay, MetaTales friends, it's time for part two of Lion, Bear, and Rabbit.
The trio all knew that they must go back and tell all the other animals about the big water they found. After a good night's sleep, they packed their sacks full and began the long journey back to where the big sun dried up the lake. When they returned, many surprised and very thirsty animals greeted them, for it had not rained once since the trio had left. Rabbit grew very excited about the idea of leading them all to the big water. He hopped high with joy and exclaimed, "Come and see the lake we found! Come and see! It is the best lake there could ever be!"
You have found the lake, have you?"
replied the elephant, very smug. She was disappointed that she had already been proven wrong once about the rain, if you remember, and she did not want to be proven wrong again.
"How can we believe what you are saying? You three are always injudicious animals, just lazing about and making half-witted jokes. How can we know you are not trying to make a joke of us now?"
"Oh, you must really come and see the lake we found. Please come and see. It really is the best lake there could ever be," said Rabbit, hopping up and down, smiling joyfully. The animals all began debating what to do. Many realized there was something different about Lion, Bear, and Rabbit, something they couldn't quite put their finger on, besides the fact that their own coats looked much more refreshed and their faces much more joyful than their own. There was, in fact, something different about Lion, Bear, and Rabbit. It was joy, not just in their faces, but in their hearts. You see, they had found what they had been searching for. And when one finds what their heart is searching for, there isn't much that can bring them down. In the end, all the animals decided to follow the trio in search of the lake. Really, what else could they do? So they began their journey. All together they walked and walked and walked some more. When they grew tired, they sat for a while, and then began their journey again. It didn't take long for the animals to grow weary.
"My poor feet are so sore. I cannot walk any longer," said the giraffe. "The sun is roasting my backside and I am parched," said the elephant. "How can we really believe this is not some jest of yours? I, for one, do not want to be part of whatever scheme you are concocting."
The animals all began to complain and argue, which really delayed their trip quite a bit. All the while, Rabbit was hopping up and down, exclaiming,
"You must come and see the lake we found. Come and see. It really is the best lake there could ever be."
Finally, after some time and one or two giant roars from the lion to quiet the animals down, they were on their way again. After a long while, the air started feeling a little cooler and smelling a little fresher. And soon, there it was, The first great tree with big white blossoms and fresh, juicy fruit. And there, right in front of them, was a large pool of water shining in the sunlight. All the animals, even giraffe and elephant, jumped into the pool with lion, bear and rabbit. After getting their fill of water and washing clean, the group of animals lay together beside the pool.
"We have finally found the lake," said the giraffe. "It is quite nice, although a little smaller than I imagined."
"Oh, but this is not the lake," replied Rabbit, hopping happily. "You must still come and see the lake we found. Come and see. It is much better and bigger than this one. It really is the best lake there could ever be."
"Oh, really?" sneered the elephant.
The elephant was twice disappointed now. Once about the rain, and now about finding water at all. She felt she would appear quite foolish if everything Rabbit, Bear and Lion said came true. While walking through the desert, she had thought of how silly the animals were. The more she thought, the more she grew jealous of the attention they were getting, and the more she was jealous, the more she decided she did not like Lion, Bear and Rabbit at all. Yet, for all her thinking, she forgot her own need for water and desire to find the precious lake. All she could think about was proving that silly trio wrong, and so she, herself, began to be very sly.
How do we know the lake is still where you found it?"
she said very slowly.
"It must have been a very difficult journey for you three to find the lake on your own. I bet you are tired and have forgotten where the lake is. In fact, this must be the lake itself, and in your dreaming, you have imagined it to be much bigger than it actually is."
"Oh, no, no," replied Rabbit. "The lake we found is much bigger and better than this one. You will understand once you see. You really must come and see the lake we found. Come and see. It is the best lake there could ever be."
"I have no desire to continue on," stated the giraffe directly. "I will not follow you to a lake you are not even sure exists. In fact, I think this is the lake. As Elephant said, you must simply not remember where it was."
At this, many of the animals began to chatter, agreeing with Elephant and Giraffe, and refusing to go any further. It may seem silly to you, and it certainly did to Lion, Bear and Rabbit, but the animals were afraid. They were afraid of what Elephant would think, for she was highly respected. And even more than that, they were afraid that they would never find the lake they dreamed of. The pool felt very safe and was comfortable enough, so they made themselves believe they had found what made them happy. Lion, Bear and Rabbit eventually left the chattering crowd and sat under the shade of a banana tree.
"Oh, what are we to do?" said Lion to Bear and Rabbit. "They do not believe us anymore."
"I am so sad," replied Bear. "If they stay here, they will never see the lake."
"Yes, I'm afraid there is nothing we can do," said Rabbit.
The trio were so sad, they began to cry. Even Lion let a few big teardrops fall to the ground. They cried and hugged each other and cried some more.
"Excuse me."
A single monkey had come to join them. He was shy and spoke softly.
I'm not sure I believe there is a greater lake like you say, but the way you talk makes me want to believe. This water is fine and clear and cool, but for some reason I feel it isn't the lake that I dream of. I want to follow you to where you are going. May I come?"
At this, Rabbit wiped his eyes and hopped up and down.
"Oh yes,
Come and see the lake we found. Come and see. It is the best lake there can ever be.
It was not only the monkey who wanted to follow the trio. Also, two prairie dogs, a squirrel, and even one of the smaller elephants. It was a small but happy group that finally set out to find the big water. Together, they braved the desert and the big sun. They walked and walked and walked some more. When they grew tired, they sat for a while and then began their journey again. Finally, they came to the little patches of grass instead of endless sand. And they all knew they were close.
Oh, come and see the lake we found. Come and see. It is the best lake there can ever be.
Rabbit said for the last time, and off he hopped down the path. They all followed him excitedly, so excited in fact that they ran. They ran and ran past trees of mangoes and apples and bananas. They ran past other animals, birds and ducks with their babies quacking behind them. They ran right into the big water. It was cool and fresh and tasted sweet. They dove deep into the water, kicking and swimming with delight. When they came back to the surface, the animals found it was bright blue and so big they could not see the other side. The sun was much smaller too, and so happy it seemed. There at the lake, the animals met many friends that were swimming and laughing and playing just as Lion, Bear and Rabbit always did.
I cannot believe it,
Monkey said loudly this time.
This lake is even better than my best dreams.
All the animals became very good friends. In the mornings, they would stretch out under the warm sun. Every afternoon, they would walk to the big water to splash and play. And every evening, they would count the stars together. Meanwhile, Giraffe and all the others stayed with Elephant, who, despite all her intelligence, never did get to see the big water. In the end, the unlikely friends, Lion, Bear and Rabbit, had made a very unlikely journey, in a very unlikely place, and lived a very likely, happily ever after.
Going to tell you all about the big story. Did you know all stories point to the big story? The story of creation. Fall. Redemption. And restoration. This is the story that we all live in. Today, we heard the second part of Lion, Bear, and Rabbit. Last time, they went looking for the big water and found it. And this time, they went back to tell their friends. Let's review the story. When Lion, Bear, and Rabbit returned to tell their friends, Lion, Bear, and Rabbit all seemed different. Do you remember why?
They found the water.
That's right. Not only were they clean now that they had a good bath, they were joyful. Did all the animals believe Lion, Bear, and Rabbit when they told them about the lake?
No, they didn't.
Nope. Do you remember who especially did not believe them?
Elephant.
It was Elephant. And man, was she jealous. Even though she was thirsty, she thought she was smarter than Lion, Bear, and Rabbit and didn't like that they had an answer that she didn't. We can sum it up like this. Jumping Rabbit was joyful. But jeering Elephant was jealous. K? Can you say that fast? Jumping Rabbit was joyful, but Jeering Elephant was jealous. Even faster! Jumping Rabbit was joyful, but Jeering Elephant was jealous! That's so fun! So, let's talk about what happened at the end. Did all the animals go with them to the big water?
No.
No. And Lion, Bear, and Rabbit were very sad, weren't they? Because they wanted the animals to be as happy as they were. But if you remember, there were a few that did follow. Cute Monkey and some other friends. And they all ended up living happily ever after. You know, when we are happy about something, we tell everyone. Like if you got a new Pokemon card, or another toy that you love, or if you get to go on a fun trip with your family. Can you remember a time when you were that happy? You probably couldn't help but talk about it. Do you know that's what it's like when we meet Jesus? Except better. Psalm 16 says that in God's presence is fullness of joy. Meaning God makes us happier than even the best video game or the most fun field trip. It's like when you think about the best day you've ever had times 1 million. God makes us so happy, not just because He gives us good gifts, but because of who He is. Because He knows everything about you and He loves you. Because He created you and has a purpose for you. Because He is good and kind and so joyful Himself. God is a happy God. And when we really know Him, we will be just like Lion, Bear, and Rabbit and want everyone to know Him too. We will run back to our friends and jump up and down and say, "Come and see, come and see!" That's what many people in the Bible did after they met Jesus. Jesus healed them and saved them. And then they told everyone about it. Let's do our Bible verse for today. In your presence,
in your presence,
is fullness of joy.
Is fullness of joy.
Psalm chapter 16, verse 11.
Psalm chapter 16, verse 11.
Ooh, can you say that verse fast too? In your presence is fullness of joy, in your presence is fullness of joy. I wonder if God makes you happy like that. If not, don't worry. Just spend time praying and asking God to meet you, and He will. I wonder, too, if there's anyone you want to say come and see to about Jesus. Can you think of one or two friends you want to tell today about Jesus? Okay, that's all my time today. Bye! Jumpy Rabbit was joyful, but Cheering Elephant was jealous. In your presence is fullness of joy. Jumpy Rabbit was joyful, but Cheering Elephant was jealous. In your presence is fullness of joy. Jumpy Rabbit was joyful, but Cheering Elephant was jealous. In your presence is fullness of joy.